There, welcome to lesson six, where we're going to be talking about creating abundance and being a conscious creator in your life using manifestation every single day. This isn't just about talking about what you want to get done. This is actually about doing it so that you can transform, raise, and shift your energetic blueprint. Okay, let's just get right into it. What is the number one thing that someone who is what I would call a master manifester, someone who's very conscious about creating and accelerating their desires, what is it exactly? What does it look like for them? So, is it organized chaos? Is it, that they're just kind of floating around their day, firing things around and late to every meeting and, just being all crazy? Is it sleeping through their alarms and eating breakfast in their cars? Or do they maybe have a little bit more of a organized and stricter approach to time management? I think that whatever your routine is every single day, you can begin your routine with creating a manifestation in your life. And that's how you're going to make those changes. I think the answer to manifesting your life and creating the life you want on a daily basis has a lot to do with balance and to do with flexibility. I think that you have to be able to create a task list that feeds directly into your established lifestyle. So if you're going to talk about manifesting and amping up your life, it has to be something that only you yourself can create. If I go ahead and tell you, I think there's a book written by a man, and he says like part of his like manifesting and his routine is he gets up every morning and he makes his bed. That may or may not be important to you. But if it's not important to you, it's not going to be on your list of something that's going to help you create a life of your desires and your dreams and your goal setting, because you're never going to think about it. You're never going to think, oh my gosh, I'm so happy I'm getting into this clean made bed. Instead, maybe you just want to jump into the messy pillows and cushions, and that's your comfort level. So you have to create your own manifestation routine. You have to take control of the tasks around you that really feel important to you. However, I'm going to give you mine and my routine and the things that I do on the daily to help manifest in my life. You can tweak them, you can adjust them, you can do whatever it is that you think, oh, that'll work for me if I just did it like this. There's something that successful people and goal-oriented people and happy people have in common. They all have some kind of a routine. It can be their routine, doesn't have to be my routine, but it is a routine because it allows them to be accountable for their goals and it allows them to note and acknowledge when they're manifesting, what their thoughts and feelings are creating, and to be more present rather than it just being like this mishmash of stuff. The things that you are manifesting and creating in your life are the things that should be a priority to you. And one of the biggest traps that you're going to get into, and we've talked about this before, is not creating clear intent on exactly what it is that you want. We are indecisive by nature. If you were to look at five doors in front of you, it's really tough for us to narrow it down and say, what door do I want to go through? Where exactly do I want to be right now? Ah, this one looks the same and this one looks the same, but what if this has this and what if that has that? So it's really about creating a routine and being mindful and being clear about what you want. And those can be short-term daily goals, like today it's really important for me to meet my quota in sales. Or long-term manifestation goals. It's really important for me in my life to have my own store, have my own facility so that I'm in control of all the sales. Because the problem is that if you're not thinking about what it is that you want short-term and long-term, and if you don't have that in a routine and some sort of organization, it's just like you're floating around. And it's really important to say to yourself, I am committed to making my dreams a reality no matter what, and then building a routine around that statement. I'm committed to making my dreams a reality, no matter what. So when you commit to that statement, it gives you some accountability. It allows you to realize that those dreams are not going to happen unless you start taking the steps to create a manifestation routine that allows you to maintain a positive life path. And remember, go back to the beginning, what I said, what that looks like for me might not be what it looks like for you. So you can tweak some of the things I'm going to tell you that I do to maintain a positive life path, but it's just important that you follow through with them. You are less likely to fall into a trap of negative thoughts and limiting beliefs when you make a habit out of raising your vibration every single day. And where there's structure, there's always less stress, especially if you're filling your routine with the things that serve to uplift you as a person and bring you joy. Your spirit and your sense will know that you're working towards your goals, that you're taking an approach with these daily tasks to achieve your goals and your dreams and to heighten that level of joy and manifestation that you want. How do you stick to it? It's going to be hard in the first couple of months. You're going to have to push through some things. You're going to have to not allow yourself to make excuses because that's the number one thing that we like to do. We like to make excuses. Well, I couldn't do this because of this. And the biggest reason why routines and change falls to the wayside is because we don't want to make ourselves a priority. We want to make everyone else a priority, but we don't want to make ourselves a priority. So organizing by writing in a planner, putting your things in your notes in your phone, setting timers, maybe hanging a chalkboard on your wall with your daily to-do list. It's really about breaking down the tasks and visually being able to see them. And those will serve as a guideline for you to create the ultimate manifesting routine. You have to ensure, going back to the beginning of this course or this lesson, that it resonates and that it fits into your schedule. Okay, so where do I begin? Well, one of the biggest things for me is the morning. I do not feel my best self if I were to lay in bed and sleep in till 10 or 11 o'clock. Those days of being 20 are gone. It's important for me to get up early. Now, my early is not 6 a.m., yours might be. I am not a 6 a.m. person. There was a book that I walked, picked up, and I put down as quickly as I picked it up because it said the 6 a.m. club. That is not me. I am not a 6 a.m. club. My family goes to bed, and I like the peace that I feel at night. However, I am a seven between 7 and 7:30 a.m. person, and I enjoy the quiet in the morning. When it's the summertime, I go outside, I smell the air, I take a moment to sit on the deck. In the wintertime, I might get myself a hot lemon water. I just allow myself to really prioritize the day, and I do some breathing and some thinking and some, a little morning prayer of gratitude for what I'm grateful for and what's important to me. And I do that before I pick up my phone and get on social media. So that's a key thing for you. And as soon as we wake up, we want to grab our phones. But if you can just take that moment to take a drink and just sort of go through things, you really will make the best of your dreams coming true by waking up with peace and happiness. The next thing is I'll set the intention for the day with an affirmation. So habits are created with affirmations. When you open up your eyes in the morning, you take a big stretch, and then you want to stay positive. So you want to say an affirmation in your mind, or you can say it out loud. Something as simple as today is the best day of my life. Or today I am deserving of abundance. There's power behind this because you're feeding your subconscious mind. And eventually you're just going to get to the place where you're like, it's just like, it's a belief that you're like, yeah, it's going to be the best day in the world. So when you wake up in the morning, your brain's first initial thoughts have set the scene for the entire day. It doesn't mean that something can happen to derail, but you've told your subconscious this is what's going to happen. Remember that commercial? The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. Why do we all love that? Why do we all love that commercial and the smell of coffee? They look so happy. So instead of thinking, oh, I'm late, I'm stressed, you won't because you'll be waking up early. And two, you've given yourself enough time to really take a deep breath, to come up with a positive affirmation, and to allow yourself to wake up to the process of just being present and being back again. Whether this is looking out the window or going outside or looking at a picture or painting, something inspires joy in you. These are really visual aids and things that you can use to be present in the moment. The next thing I do when I go to bed at night, I always go to bed with a fresh glass of water, and I always have Michaela fill that water up for me. excuse me, she's wonderful. She will go and get me a big ice water, and I won't drink it. I'll leave it till the morning so that water is still a little bit cold beside my bed. The ice is melted and it's perfect. Did you know that your thoughts have the ability to change the molecular structure of water? True story. That was actually discovered in the mid-90s by observing frozen water through a microscope. And water can be exposed to lots of different emotions, and it can alter its molecular makeup. I'm not a scientist, so I don't have all these details. But negative and aggressive thoughts would cause the water to become disfigured in structure, while positive and loving thoughts appear to imprint it as beautiful geometric patterns, much like snowflakes. So now I want you to take a moment and think about this. The human body is 60% water. So if the human body is 60% water, what does that mean if you have negative thoughts? You have those negative thoughts and you have that water inside your body. So I want you to think about what that water is doing inside your body when you're feeling toxic or negative. And then think about what that water is doing inside your body when you're thinking positive. So the first thing you're going to do is start the day with a big, large glass of water, but you're also going to be focusing positive thoughts and affirmations into the glass and with each gulp of water that you take. Not only are you going to be hydrating your body after a long sleep, but you're also going to be manifesting. You're starting another form of manifestation. You're just setting this day up beautifully to really attract the things that you want. Now, I am a nighttime bather. I've always been. As a little girl, my mom always bathed me with a Tupperware cup to wash my hair, and I have stayed tried and true to that. But a lot of people are shower in the morning. So if you are a shower person, I would definitely recommend you going in and doing a daily meditation practice in the shower. And this morning meditation in the shower just can be like 10 or 15 minutes, just thinking positive thoughts, just really seeing ourselves waking up to our lives and see all the thoughts, feelings, and emotions that you don't want going into the drain and just see golden rays of sun coming out of that water in the shower. So again, this is really going to help align you. So you've really set up your morning to be successful. Then we talk about midday. So one of the things about your routine is, what's your space that you're in? Are you creating a high vibrational space? It's all about the setting to where you work. So whether you're working at home, whether you're working in an office building, wherever you plan to spend your time needs to be a space fit for ultimate manifestation. So clearing any stagnant energy, we're going to be burning sage, playing music, decluttering things, taking out any garbage, not leaving our desks messy or disorganized, having personal space that's filled with plants or artwork, things that really feed your soul. Maybe you have a diffuser with some oils on there. You really want to walk into that space and be like, yeah, I'm so happy to be here. Then I want you to take about 30 minutes each day to commit to self-development and really focusing on your mind, whether that's reading a self-development book, whether that's watching something on YouTube about self-development, whether that's meditating, whether that's joining a class or a course online, just something that puts you into the mindset to stay positive and reinforce your self-beliefs even on your darkest day. So if you think about having this in the afternoon or possibly even in the evening after supper, you're really reinforcing your thoughts and your feelings and your vibration and your energy by putting that back into you, specifically right at that time. Because typically the evenings is when we can get really tired and, you know, we've connected with family and maybe there's been some drama or things going on. So it's a great thing to do, just 30 minutes every day for mindset spiritual development work. That's what I call it. I'm growing my spirit. And then something else is to really connect with a side of you that really brings spark and light and joy into your heart. So if you love cooking, it's about cooking or reading or writing or painting or playing music or expressing yourself, going for a walk, playing with the kids at the park, something that brings that power and that excitement into you. Because passion is energy. So feel the power that comes from focusing on what excites you. This is where when people get too goal-oriented and too focused on their goals and they forget about their hobbies and just the things that they love that bring them joy, they don't even realize what they're working for anymore. And it can actually bring in a lot of sadness and disappointment. The next daily thing would be moving your body. Stagnant energy sits in your body, sits in your stomach, sits in your throat, sits in your body. You have to move your body 30 minutes every day, exercise, walk around the block, a music class or a yoga class, a swim class at your local pool. It helps you to release endorphins, which help you to feel good about yourself, which really brings up your thoughts and feelings of love and self-love, which is another energy that you're putting out into this manifesting every single point of your life. And you can do that by bringing the goodness and the enrichment of body movement into your life. And then I always really feel gratitude before I go to bed at night. That's a big thing for me. I write down my gratitude list and the things that I'm grateful for. It's so important. I just take a moment and kind of go through the list of all the things I'm grateful for that day, because no matter if it was a shit show day or not, there's always something that you can pull from it that you're grateful for. Another one that I do is called acting as if. So this is a visualization technique where you go about your daily life while essentially playing a game of make-believe. So basically, it goes like this. So while you're driving, maybe you pretend that you're driving your dream car. And while you're at work, maybe you're pretending that you're already working at your dream job. And a trip to the local beach would maybe be pretending that you're on a luxury vacation at an amazing resort. And it's all through the power of your imagination. And the idea is to incorporate visualization into your everyday life. So it's so powerful because it centers on the power of the now, and it allows you to actually feel those things happening around you. When you act as if, you evoke thoughts and emotions as if your desires have already manifested, and it turns on your energetic frequency to be the exact match of what you desire. So I want you to remember that. When you play that game as if, acting as if, it turns on your energetic frequency to be an exact match. Preparing for the next day, maybe you lay out your clothes, maybe you make your lunch. For me, that's really when I do a lot of self-care. I just take some time. I usually will massage my legs and my feet, and I'll put on lotion, I'll wash my face, just really nurturing my body. I'll take a warm bath, I'll do some reading. I may watch a movie with my spouse. Every night I write in my gratitude journal, and then I usually try and get a good night's sleep because sleep is huge. It reduces your stress, it increases your awareness. If you get good night's sleeps, you'll be less restless throughout the day. You'll be more positive and more excited about what's to come. And then last but not least, I also like to often listen to other talks on manifestation. I'll listen to YouTube, I'll listen to audios, I'll listen to TikToks, different things that really talk about manifesting and creating your desires. And I don't do this all the time, but I do it once in a while because I find that that's listening to other people's stories and really hearing how they got through it and how they made a shift can help transform and shift my energetic blueprint to match theirs. The biggest thing is you want to align your energy with where you want to be. And all of these little tips and things are just about doing that, aligning your energy with where you want to be. I hope you enjoyed this lesson. I look forward to connecting with you again really soon.